Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
All right, so we're back for another deep dive. And, you know, we always like to take a look at what's going on in The Juice.
Mm.
So to kick things off, we have these pretty massive hands-off protests that are happening all over the place.
Yeah, over 1,200 cities across the U.S.
And they're really pushing back against a lot of the Trump administration's policies.
A whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, immigration tariffs, even how the government itself is structured.
Right. And then there's this whole thing with the Department of Government Efficiency.
DOGE.
Yeah, DOGE, which was supposed to make the government run more smoothly.
More efficiently, in theory.
In theory, but it's been causing a lot of controversy.
Yeah, closing down agencies, firing tons of people, lawsuits flying left and right.
And it seems like all sorts of folks are getting involved in these protests.
Oh, yeah. You've got your union workers out there, students. A lot of families worried about education.
I even saw something about retirees being concerned about how tariffs might hit their savings.
Yeah, definitely a mixed bag makes sense, though. Everyone's got something at stake.
And participation-wise, it sounds like it's pretty widespread.
Huge numbers. Yeah, online signups alone were around 600,000, but organizers are saying it's probably millions who actually showed up.
Wow, in Raleigh, North Carolina, they had way more people than they expected.
Like 45,000 protesters, way over their RSVPs.
And then, of course, you've got your big cities like New York and D.C., each with around 100,000 people.
Pretty impressive turnout, for sure.
But the good news is that everything seems to be staying peaceful so far.
Yeah, no reports of violence or arrests, at least not yet.
Which is always a good thing.
Definitely.
Now, this whole protest thing, it really makes you think about why people do this.
Right. What makes them decide to go out there and make their voices heard?
Exactly. And it's something worth talking to kids about, I think.
Absolutely. Like, what are the reasons people protest? What does it even mean to have different opinions about government policies?
Right. Because obviously not everyone agrees on everything.
And that's okay.
Exactly. It's all about how we navigate those differences.
Civil discourse and all that.
Now, this next story is a bit heavier.
Yeah, this one's really something.
It features Kai Hus, who is grandson of Rudolf Hus.
The commandant of Auschwitz.
Yeah. And now Kai Hus travels around talking about love and critical thinking.
It's kind of wild when you think about it, you know, given his family history.
For sure. I mean, Rudolf Hus was responsible for Auschwitz. 1.1 million people, mostly Jewish people, were murdered there.
Horrible. Just unimaginable, really.
And Kai Hus is out there meeting with Holocaust survivors and their families, spreading a message of tolerance.
Trying to break that cycle of hate.
But he also has some really interesting things to say about social media.
Especially for young people.
Right. Like, he talks about how platforms like TikTok can be dangerous.
Not dangerous in a physical sense, but...
Right. More like in how they shape your thinking.
Yeah. These algorithms, they're designed to keep you hooked.
And they can end up feeding you all this biased information.
Stuff that's emotionally charged and makes you react without really thinking critically.
And he argues that this can actually contribute to problems like anti-Semitism.
Because you're not getting the full picture.
You're just stuck in this echo chamber of the same kind of content.
Exactly. And he uses this phrase, TikTok mentality.
I like that.
To describe this way of just consuming information without digging deeper.
Without questioning or considering different perspectives.
Right. And he was recently with Mike Eigel, who's the grandson of Holocaust survivors.
And Eigel was talking about how important it is to really understand this history.
That it comes with a responsibility.
And, you know, that this story, it's just such a powerful reminder to talk to kids about these things.
Like the importance of learning about difficult history and thinking critically about what they see online.
Because it's so easy to just accept things at face value.
Especially online.
So moving on, we have our quote of the day.
And it's a good one.
It's from Nelson Mandela. He said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world."
Powerful words from a powerful man.
And it's so true. You know, education has the power to transform lives.
And whole societies.
For those who might not know, Nelson Mandela was a huge figure in the fight against apartheid in South Africa.
Yeah, he spent 27 years in prison for his activism.
And apartheid was this horrific system of segregation and discrimination against Black South Africans.
Denying them basic rights and opportunities.
It was a truly dark chapter in history.
But on March 17th, 1992, South Africans voted to end apartheid.
A major turning point.
And Mandela's quote, it really highlights how education can be used to challenge injustice and create a better future.
It's a great conversation starter for kids. You know, what does this quote mean to them? How can education make a difference in the world?
It's all about empowering them to think about the impact they can have.
Now, for something a little lighter, let's talk about some basketball.
Some exciting news in the sports world.
UConn just won the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship, beating South Carolina 82-59.
Dominated them, pretty much.
Yeah, they had some standout players like Azzie Fudd,
who was named the Final Four Most Outstanding Player.
And she scored 24 points.
Along with freshman Sarah Strong, who also had 24 points and 15 rebounds.
And of course, we can't forget Paige Bueckers.
Tage Buckets.
She put up 17 points, and she's expected to be a top pick in the WNBA draft.
Yeah, she's one to watch for sure.
But apparently their defense was really the key to their win.
Shutting down South Carolina's offense.
This win is UConn's 12th national championship.
Which makes their coach, Gino Auriemma, the oldest coach to win a women's title.
And there was this really sweet moment where Auriemma was talking about how proud he was of the team.
Yeah, and he shared a hug with Bueckers after the game.
Just a real display of the hard work and dedication it takes to achieve something like this.
And the importance of teamwork.
Definitely, and it's a great example for kids to see, you know, what are the qualities that make a team successful?
How important is it to work together and never give up?
Because talent alone can only take you so far.
You need that drive and that support system.
All right, shifting gears again, we have this UN report that's talking about melting glaciers.
And how it could impact the food supply for a lot of people.
Over 2 billion, to be exact.
It's a pretty major issue.
The report from UNESCO points out that lots of communities in mountainous areas depend on glaciers for water.
For drinking and for irrigation.
And with climate change causing glaciers to melt faster, these communities are facing some serious risks.
Because that meltwater is what feeds their crops and provides their drinking water.
And the report gives some pretty alarming statistics.
Yeah, the Alps and Pyrenees have lost something like 40% of their glacial cover since 1998.
Parts of eastern Africa have seen an 80% loss.
And the Andes Mountains are down by as much as 50%.
It's really concerning.
It is, and it all comes down to the fact that mountain glaciers are like giant freshwater reservoirs.
They release water gradually throughout the year, which is crucial for billions of people.
Especially during the summer months.
And to try and raise awareness, UNESCO has declared 2025 as the International Year of Glaciers Preservation.
Trying to get people to pay attention to this issue.
And, you know, this is something that kids should be aware of.
Yeah, how these changes in the environment can directly impact people's lives.
Like their access to food and water.
It's all connected.
And finally, we have some big news from the world of hockey.
A historic moment.
Alex Ovechkin, also known as the Great Eight, has officially surpassed Wayne Gretzky, the Great One.
As the NHL's all-time leading scorer.
With his 895th goal.
It happened during a game against the New York Islanders.
And the crowd went wild. They gave him a standing ovation.
And there was this whole ceremony right there on the ice with Gretzky himself and the NHL commissioner.
Ovechkin was clearly moved. He thanked the fans for their support.
It is a pretty special moment.
And, you know, Ovechkin has had this incredible 21-season career.
He holds all sorts of records.
Power play goals, overtime goals, empty net goals, game-winning goals.
Goals for a single team. You know, Matt, he's probably got the record.
He's a three-time league MVP.
Led the Capitals to their first Stanley Cup in 2018.
And he's still going strong. He's got 42 goals this season, which is the third best in the NHL.
Amazing what he's been able to accomplish.
And throughout all of this, Gretzky has been super supportive.
Yeah, he's been at a lot of Ovechkin's recent games.
Because in the NHL, there's this tradition of passing down the torch. You know,
acknowledging the legacy of the game.
And it's really cool to see that kind of sportsmanship.
Definitely.
And this is another great story to discuss with kids.
Yeah.
You know, what does it take to achieve a long-term goal?
The dedication, the perseverance.
And how important is it to support others in their achievements?
Because we all need that encouragement along the way.
So thanks for joining us.
And we'll see you next time.
For another deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.